4 today. An isolated evening flurry. Then skies clear out. Turning colder tonight. Lows near minus 8. And we'll see partly sunny skies tomorrow. It won't be mostly sunny because, once again, with a northwesterly breeze, picking up a little bit of moisture off the Great Lakes. Highs near minus 6. We've got a clear and cold one tomorrow night. We're headed down to a cold low of minus 14. And look for a partly sunny day on Friday with a high temperature right around minus 5. In the Key Weather Center, that's the way it looks from here.
At Harborfront, it is 0 Celsius. That's 32 Fahrenheit. For Key 590 News, I'm Tom Otto.
Today's guests include the Spencer Davis Group and the Doobie Brothers, plus listener mail, the 710 SJ of the D, and more fun than humans should be allowed to have with Humzinger. And now a man who claims to be from every city in the galaxy, the only man in the universe brave enough to admit to having a middle name like Stanley, Michael Cooper!
Thanks, Chris Wendell. Good morning, friends. I am Michael S. Cooper. You know, Roseanne Barr in the news again, getting her own cartoon show next fall. Very own half-hour morning show cartoon. It's going to be called Little Roseanne. Come on, Little Roseanne? Who are they kidding? That's like saying Little Orson Welles or Petite Refrigerator Perry. Yeesh. Going to need a brush and a roller to paint this lady as a cartoon. Ho, ho. Apparently, won't be able to see Little Roseanne unless you have a widescreen TV. Ho! You know our musical director, ladies and gentlemen, Duke Schaefer. Jamming this morning with Stephen Winwood. We'll be back after this. Key 590, classic hits in the Big Smoke with Michael S. Cooper, and Gimme Some Lovin'. 714, 14 after 7 o'clock, stand by for Coop's Joke of the Morning, a new Toronto tradition as we attempt to put the world at peace. You notice there is a lot of peace in the world, though? Has anybody noticed that?
That's
right,
correct.
Now?
Yeah.
I think we're doing some good.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm proud of you.
If we draw perfect tens, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could do it just
fishing
before Christmas?
For votes? Is that what we're doing now?
Are you taking credit for glass notes now? What's the deal here?
Sorta, I guess.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
But wouldn't it be something?
Pretty darn amazing.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Joke of the morning puts world at peace. Film at 11. Yeah. With a look at traffic, here's an update from Lynn Thomas.
It is still slower than it should be for this time of the morning anyway. Eastbound on the Queen Elizabeth Way over to around Trafalgar. That's because of a much earlier accident that has been cleared up. Rest the Queenie Gardner just beginning to fill in. One of our callers telling us the eastbound 401 pretty normal. It's busy Mississauga Road over to about 10, but it is lighter than usual eastbound on the 401 by the airport. Earlier problems northbound on the 427 south of the 401. Look for a delay. The west 401 just beginning to fill in through Pickering is busy over to Whiteson again to Meadowvale, and still no accidents to report on that south 404 Parkway. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. If you're on vacation outside Ontario, unexpected medical emergencies can give you the travel and blues. Remember to get Blue Cross travel insurance before you leave.
716, the temperature is 0. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers mixed with wet snowflakes. The joke is coming up next.
Get your sewing going at Stan Skis, the department store of fabrics.
December is party month, and what better way to get into a party mood than with a whole new fashion wardrobe you sew yourself with exciting new fabrics from Stitzkies. All this month, you'll see fabrics with real party pizzazz. Fabrics such as sophisticated lamés, iridescent taffetas, luxurious velvets, and head-turning sequins, metallics, or glitter fabrics. And to go with this magnificent party showing, visit Stitzkies Notions Department and add the extra flair of feathers, boas, trims, ribbons, fancy buckles, or eye-catching buttons and bows. You'll find great gift ideas at Stitzky's too, plus stocking stuffers, quilting, and even felt for some decorative sewing. That's Stitzky's on Bathurst, one block south of Bloor.
Get your sewing going and Steve Skis, the department store of fabrics.
Last year, Santa gave away more than 2 million pianos. This year, due to lower back problems, he's not delivering any. However, Toronto Piano and Organ is offering special holiday prices on almost all in-store stock. Save from 15 to 80% on everything excluding Allen Organs. And just like Santa, Toronto Piano offers free delivery. They also offer a free in-home tuning. Toronto Piano and Organ, 1110 Finch Avenue West, just west of Dufferin. Open Tuesday to Friday from 9:30 till 9, Monday and Saturday 9:30 to 6.
Warning.
Only 4 days left to save up to 60% on the entire selection of Allen Cherry Furs. This is the real fur sale you've been waiting for. If you wait, you will miss out.
Warning.
Allen Cherry's entire fur selection is up to 60% off the regular ticketed prices. Mink coats from $27.50, natural female mink coats from $39.95, raccoon coats from $14.95, and lynx coats from $59.95. Don't miss this sale. There's only 4 days left. Sale ends Saturday at 6 at Allen Cherry.
Hey, what time's it, kids?
It's time for Stanley's Joke of the Day.
Thanks, kids. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Oh, boy.
This morning's classic comes to us from Rory McRandall. From where is it, though? I was faxed to me. I don't know where it is.
Your hometown.
It's Aurora.
There you go.
Yes, what a coincidence. Aurora, make us a laugh en masse with the Stanley's Joke of the Morning. He never misses.
No, nope, he's pretty good.
Hi, Mary McDuff. The pipes. I love the sound of it. It makes the hair stand up on my wee little arms. Mary McDuff went to see her doctor, Dr. Mel Practice, to complain about an ailment.
Yeah.
Dr. Mel theme. I forgot about him. And she says to the doctor, "It's about me husband and me. We're not getting together the way we used to." Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Oh, say no more. Dr. Mel's doing cartwheels in front of him. Dr. Mel said, "Listen, stop right there." He said, "I know just what you mean. I have the very thing for you. It's a pill called an aphrodisiac thing, and you put it in your husband's drink. And then you don't tell him about it. And then you come back in 2 weeks, and then you tell me about it." And so Mary comes back 2 weeks later. She says, "Aye, doctor. It was great. Knock off the pipes. It was great. We had just finished dinner and we were having a wee spot of tea. When he got up to go to the washroom and I put the pill in his tea, and I didn't tell him about it, he came back and drank the tea. And then he started to look at me with that old look in his eyes. We made a beautiful whoopee right there on the table. Doctor goes, "Whoa." "On the table, was it?" She says, "Aye. It was a wee bit embarrassing. But we'll not go back to that restaurant again." Aye, the pipes. It puts the hair up in my arms.
Well, I want to hear the doctor's theme again.
Duke, McDuff. Oh, A2 McDuff and 8. Nicely done. And Lynn.
Oh, I'll give you 7.
You can hardly wait for Friday, though.
Oh, you bet I can.
And, Oh, Mabel, Black Mabel.
Yo! The joke's a 6, but Dr. Mel's theme's a 3, so you got a 9.
Yeah, I'll take it. Winner receives a dinner for two at the Moorings, Authentic Seafood Dining, 1000 Finch Avenue in Downsview. And thanks for Coop's Joke of the Morning. You can fax us, by the way. 3619 fax or write 1 Young Street, M5E1, G1. Thank you.
Never been this blue.
Key 590 Toronto with Burton Cummings and Stan Tall. It's 7:24, 24 after 7 o'clock. Good morning. This is Mike Cooper. Temperature is zero. Yes, it's absolutely nothing out there currently. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers mixed with wet snowflakes and a high of 4. For tonight, clearing, turning colder, chance of a snow flurry and a low near minus 8. Once again, it is zero. We have... I almost said viewer mail, listener mail. We get a lot of mail, and we really don't acknowledge the mail. And there are some very kind words, and then again, there are other words, but
we will
words.
Never use those, read those on
No, me. I think tomorrow we should...
The nasty letters?
I think so.
Oh, come on.
No, I enjoy them as much as the good. You know? There's a dark side to me, I have to admit.
Yeah.
This was written... Oh, where is it now? This was just came in the other morning. It says some very nice stuff. I can't find it anywhere
dance,
in
Michael,
front of me.
Dance,
yeah.
Dance,
oh, it's a dear Michael and the rest of Morning Show team. I'm writing to tell you you're doing a most entertaining job in the morning. Well,
wow.
Thank you. I drive the 401 East every morning around 8 o'clock. Occasionally, the show is so humorous that it is a challenge to keep the car between the white lines.
Wow.
Oh, right.
By the way, how did Lynn Thomas learn how to play the drums and the harmonica so mean?
Practice. practice.
Good enough to be playing in a little beer can on Queen Street, she said. Also, Mike, as soon as I get word on the establishment of the Toronto chapter of the Tiffany Fan Club, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, boy.
Paul, Egley of Toronto. Thank you very much for that. Also got another letter from a lady who said, P.S., I'm from your old hometown of Cannington. I spoke to you on the phone last month on Is There Anybody Out There about kid stories. Could you please repeat the top five uses for men that Lynn had? I could only remember reason number one. Do you remember that?
Oh, five.
What men were good for?
Okay, opening jars, taking out the garbage.
Killing insects.
Yeah. Unclogging the toilet.
Yeah.
And the number one reason why men should be allowed to exist on the planet was they don't need batteries.
And one final letter says, Dear Morning Show crew, thanks for being there. You make us smile every morning. By the way, Mike, did you come from the States? I never heard of you before. Isn't that awful? You know, just when you think you're hot, you're not. You know?
Yeah, L.A., right? You're up from L.A., right?
California.
Why does everybody want to humble me? I don't know. It's 7:27 now. I'll get it. Hello.
If your cellular phone dealer never gives you a straight answer, or doesn't even answer at all, call the one-stop phone shop, 462-1212. Guaranteeing that the only question you'll ever have is, why didn't I do this sooner? The One-Stop Phone Shop, a Bell Cellular Plus Center.
Meet winter's worst head-on this year with an 8-horsepower snowblower from Sears at $120 off, now $1,079.99. And because this Craftsman snowblower is included in our deferred payment plan, there are no payments or credit charges until April 1990 on approved credit. Details at your retail or catalog store. But hurry, offer ends December 9th.
At Sears, you get your money's worth.
$120 off.
Your money's worth and more.
Don't miss it.
Toronto's classic hits. Unlock your memories.
It's as easy as...
Key 590.
1, 2, 3.
728.
1, 2, 3.
No. 728 with Wilson Pickett on Key 590. Ow. It's 7:31, and now with Key 590 News, here's Elaine McDonald.
Good morning. It's going to be mild today, but cloudy with some showers and some wet snow thrown in there. High should hit about +4 at Harborfront at 0. You will find the eastbound QEW busy to Trafalgar this morning. Lynn Thomas will have the latest traffic information following the news. In sports, the Penguins do some early spring cleaning. It's not going to be a very Merry Christmas for thousands of GM workers. The car maker has announced temporary layoffs at 5 Ontario plants. It's going to start with a one-week shutdown in St. Catharines next week, but nearly 400 workers at that operation will face indefinite layoffs on the 15th of January. December 18th, the Windsor plant will close for a week, leaving 2,500 workers with an extended unpaid Christmas holiday. Hot off New Year's, the 9,000 workers at the two plants in Oshawa and 2,300 employees at the van plant in Scarborough will be off for a week. The car maker says the shutdowns and layoffs are a result of the softening American economy and the high interest rates in Canada, making Canadians turned off by the cost of borrowing money so that they could buy new vehicles. The recent rash of layoffs and plant closures has the provincial opposition parties fuming. They're accusing the Peterson government of not doing enough to protect workers or to keep the plants operating. Peterson says there's really not a lot that he can do.
Well, as you know, employment's up and will be up quite substantially this year. There's no question there are some plant closings, and it's not in our power to stop those. And I think everyone understands that. A lot of it is a result of free trade, which is very disturbing to us, and there are other vulnerable industries.
The Labor Ministry says since the free trade deal took effect, 14,000 Ontario workers have been laid off. A 24-year-old Toronto man has been charged in connection with yesterday's shooting in Rexdale. The drama started in the afternoon when a man opened fire at the Trim Fit Haynes plant on Rexdale Boulevard. Two women wounded. Both are in hospital. A third managed to hide during the shower of bullets. Police surrounded an apartment building on Gensusie Road, thinking their suspect was inside. They waited a couple of hours, then fired some tear gas into the apartment, but it was empty. The suspect was then traced to a Keele Street apartment, where he was arrested without incident. Charged with three counts of attempted murder is 24-year-old Roy Anthony Ergus of Gensusie Road. Morale on the police force has taken another blow. The president of the police association, Art Limer, says they're having a tough time dealing with the charge laid in the Sophia Cook shooting.
The officers are disappointed and upset, and I agree with them. This is what the third time in, I guess, 18-month period where a police officer has been charged in the execution of his duty. It's the first time that it's happened in the history of our force that these things have happened, and they've all been involved with black criminals.
Constable Cameron Durham appears in court tomorrow to face a charge of careless use of a firearm. The Philippines is in a state of emergency today. President Corazon Aquino made that declaration as the attempt to topple her government enters its sixth day. The rebels and government troops are still negotiating, trying to work out a peaceful agreement. The good news is the 52 Canadians trapped in downtown Manila hotels have been allowed to leave the combat zone. They are now safely tucked away in a hotel far from the fighting. Another first in Czechoslovakia, the country's Communist Party chief is holding talks with the leader of the opposition, and separate talks have been set to bring more non-communists into that government. The opposition is threatening a general strike this Sunday if changes aren't made. Here at home, Metro Council is going to be asked today to go for a court injunction against stores that continue to defy the Sunday shopping law. Key 590's Paul Bliss says at least one local merchant is vowing to stay open no matter what.
This is absolute intimidation of the business community.
There's local furrier Paul Magner says the laws are unfair, and opening Sundays is his way of protesting. But that doesn't wash with Chairman Alan Tonks, who says everyone must obey the law no matter how unfair they think it may be.
I don't think that's asking too much to responsible business people. You're either a lawmaker or you're a lawbreaker.
Metro lawyers already have a list of about 25 businesses they want slapped with injunctions. Tonks says they'll start by zeroing in on those stores that advertise their intent to break the law and open on Sundays.
Metro will be holding public hearings on Sunday shopping in the new year, and retailers are encouraged to take part in that process. The actual vote on possibly changing the Sunday laws will not likely come until next June. No change in pleas for the two men who originally admitted to bilking Canada Trust of $4.6 million. The Ontario Supreme Court has ruled that Arthur Bertram and Kenneth Wood cannot change their pleas. The two face possible maximum sentences of 10 years in jail. Key 590 News Time is 7:36. Now here's Lynn Thomas with the latest traffic information.
You'll still find it pretty slow this morning eastbound on the Queen Elizabeth Way approaching Trafalgar. That's because of a much earlier problem with a jackknife tractor trailer. Rest of the Queenie Gardner filling in through Aaron Mills over to Cawthra and again through the Humber. Problems reported by the OPP northbound on the 427 in the Collectors north of Rathburn. You'll find it slow through there. Also, there was an accident a couple of minutes ago eastbound on the 401 east of Mississauga Road. It is busy through there. The East 401 is building through the airport, but we're told it's a little bit lighter than usual through there. The West 401 getting busy over to west of Meadowvale. Problems reported on the ramp from the westbound 401 to southbound Markham Road, and that is slowing it down through there. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. Travel protected with the Blue Cross Deluxe Health Plan while outside Canada. Applications where you bank, shop, or at your Blue Cross appointed travel agent. Chris is next with Key Sports.
The magic begins with you and the gifts you choose. Christmas. It's a time of giving, a time to show how much you care. Eaton's can help you share the magic of the season with the gifts that make life a little easier, like the Tefal Smokeless Electric Barbecue for indoor barbecuing any time of year. Eaton's has the gifts you know they'll enjoy. For someone who loves fresh baked bread, there's the automatic Panasonic Bread Bakery. The Philips Electric Ice Cream Maker is fun for the whole family. And the Daisy Turbo Spa can turn any tub into a soothing whirlpool bath. But best of all, you can count on the Eaton Guarantee. After all, we are where Christmas dreams begin. We are Canada's department store.
Good morning, this is Chris Mayberry, KQ590 Sports. They hauled out the broom in Pittsburgh and swept the slate clean yesterday. Penguins coach Gino Briacco was given his walking papers, and joining him on the line today is his pal, general manager Tony Esposito, who refused to fire his friend when the pressure mounted. The Penguin players ought to be happy with themselves now. They played like a team trying to get its coach fired. Craig Patrick, the former Ranger upstairs man, will take over as director of hockey operations and as interim coach. Buffalo Sabres were surprised on Long Island by the New York Islanders 3-0 last night. The Sabres have the best record in the league. The Isles the second worst, but that did not prevent Mark Fitzpatrick from recording his second shutout in three games. St. Louis and Detroit tied 2-2. Boston and Quebec a 3-3 saw off. Washington beat Philadelphia 4-3. A growing number of NHL execs see this current NHL Soviet get-together as a colossal waste of time. An unnecessary nuisance is how Red Wings boss Jimmy Devolano describes it. Oilers head man Glenn Sather says that with Soviet players in the NHL, the mystique is gone. Kimmich visits Edmonton tonight. The Leafs are in Chicago this evening and in St. Louis tomorrow night. Ernie Witt, the last of the original Blue Jays, may be moving on. The Jays have told him that he doesn't exactly fill large boots in their 1990 plans, so he would like to go somewhere where he can garner lots of playing time. In the past, Detroit, Boston, and Atlanta have expressed interest in his services. The Tigers yesterday signed free agent infielder Tony Phillips to a three-year, $3.25 million contract. That sports key weather is next.
The CAA wants to remind you that winter is a time for caution and common sense. See that your vehicle is properly tuned and able to withstand extreme cold and icy conditions. Make sure your windshield wiper blades are in good repair and that you've got plenty of windshield wiper antifreeze on hand. Ensure that all exterior lights are functional and remember to drive with your headlights on during snowfall or overcast situations. The CAA. We put more confidence into your drive.
Kentucky Fried Chicken proudly presents music from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, Act 2, Scene 12, Cossack Dance. You are not hearing the symphony orchestra because we've decided to save a bit of money and pass it along to you with this special offer. Our 12-piece Econobox medium fries and salad for $15.39 serves four lords a-leaping for $3.85 each plus tax. The Christmas Shopper Special from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
From the Key Weather Center, here is meteorologist Russ Merley.
Elaine, we've got a warmer day for you today. Temperatures are going to be up above the freezing mark for the first time in, gosh, I can't remember when the last time we were above freezing, to tell you the truth. We got a couple of weak weather makers in this part of the world. One passes just off to our north, another one passes to our south. And then a cold front sweeps through the area tonight. That's the bordering line between the warmer air that we're in today and another batch of that chilly Arctic air, which will be working its way in tonight. But we're up to a high of plus 4 today. Cloudy skies, a few scattered showers, a wet snowflakes mixing in. After an evening flurry, tonight's skies clear out. Turning a lot colder. We're down to minus 8 by tomorrow morning. And it'll be partly sunny, breezy, and cold tomorrow. The high near minus 6, of course, of the breeze. It's going to feel colder. Look for a clear and cold one tomorrow night, down to minus 14. Outlook for Friday is for partly sunny skies with a high near minus 5. And in the Key Weather Center, that's the way it looks from here.
At Harborfront, it's zero. That's 32 Fahrenheit. For Key 590 News, I'm Elaine McDonald.
Thanks, Elaine. Good morning, Toronto. It's 7:41. This is Mike Cooper on Key 590, home of the 24-hour radiothon for Stop 86. Getting underway Monday, December 11th for 24 hours at 2 o'clock.
Classic hits
from Nathan Square.
Key 590.
Coming up in moments, we need once again bright contestants to win fabulous prizes on Humzinger. More fun than humans should be allowed to have. And if you'd like to play, feel free, 8722 Key, 8722 Key.
Down around the corner,
they're the Doobie Brothers. We are Key 590. And the long train running, 744, 744. Toronto, this is Mike Cooper. The temperature is zero. We may get on the plus side. Hasn't been on the plus side for the last little while, apparently, according to Altitude Lou, who knows everything. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers mixed with wet snowflakes in a high of 4. Tonight, clearing, turning colder, chance of a flurry in a low of minus 8. Once again, it's zero.
Just before we get to Humzinger, here's traffic in Lynn Thomas.
And you may still find a bit of a delay eastbound on the Queen Elizabeth Way. Approaching Trafalgar, that's because of a much earlier accident. It has been cleared out of there. Rest of the Queenie Gardner building its heavy errand mills to Cawthorne again through the Humber. There were earlier problems northbound on the 427 in the collectors north of Rathburn. Look for a delay. Problems eastbound on the 401 east of Mississauga Road. There off to the side, you may find it slow. In the east end, there was an accident westbound on the 401 west of Thixon Road in Whitby. Look for a delay. The westbound 401 is normally busy through Pickering to west of Meadowvale. Earlier problems on the ramp from the west 401 to southbound Markham Road. And it's getting busy on that south 404 Parkway to John Street and again off and on to south of Winford Drive. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. Did you know Blue Cross has tour package insurance, health cancellation, accident, and baggage insurance only at appointed Blue Cross travel agents?
Tis the easiest shopping before Christmas because all through Square One, many helpers are stirring, making Christmas shopping fun. Our stores, our selection will really astound. We've got more convenience, more freedom than anywhere around. Like the free babysitting service with free playroom that's there, and the free coat and parcel checks found all over the square. From December 11th from noon till 9:30, we'll wrap your gifts for free and make them look pretty. We've got free Santa photos that are really a treat. All you need is a valid receipt. Our free friendly floor walkers will help you in any possible way, and our free guide to easy Christmas shopping makes for a perfect shopping day. And so this year you will hear shoppers exclaim when they're done, "The easiest Christmas shopping of all, and all because of Square One." See the Mississauga News December 6th or visit the square for complete details. Square One, Highway 10 and Burnethorpe Road in Mississauga.
A power tool with a cord only goes as long as your cord goes.
Come on.
So Makita introduces their powerful line of cordless tools, giving you the freedom to take your power tools anywhere.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou?
Daylight here at Kennedy Space Center is the Saturn V.
Makita cordless power tools. They go wherever you go.
See the full line of Makita cordless and power tools at Atlas Machinery Supply on Queen Street and Concord Power Tools, Keele, north of 7.
This holiday season, Zellers has holiday savings you can really snuggle up to. All blanket sleepwear in infant sizes 2 to 6X and girls 7 to 14 is 30% off. That's 30% off Zellers already incredibly low prices. And nobody beats Zellers advertised prices. 30% off blanket sleepwear this week at Zellers. And with everything you buy at Zellers, you get valuable Club Z points that add up to free gifts.
Zellers wraps it up right, where the lowest price is the law.
7:47, time to play the exclusive radio version of Humzinger. Lynn Thomas, Chris Mayberry, and myself will la la da da or hum a song to the best of our abilities. Our contestant could win the oldies CD, the hits of the 70s, available in stores now from Quality Records, game packs of games from Canada Games, Humzinger t-shirts. Let's go to the phone and find our designated Hummer this morning. Who's on the telephone line this morning?
Steven.
Steven? What's your last name, Steve?
Watts.
And do you go to school, Steve?
Yeah.
What school?
St. Alfred.
St. Alfred?
Yay!
My old home school. Hey, Steve, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some help in the background, don't you?
Yep.
It's like mom and dad there?
My dad is.
And what, you got any more brothers or sisters, Steve?
I got a little one.
You got like a little teeny weeny one?
Yeah.
Well, a sister or a brother?
Brother.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
Wonderful.
Good.
Okay.
Have fun.
Okay, dad, just yell in the background so I know you're there.
Yeah.
Is he there in the background?
Yep.
There he is. Oh, here. Okay, he's there. Okay, I want to make sure, because you may have some troubles with this, Steve. How old are you? 10, 11, 12?
11.
11? Uh-oh. Yeah, you might have some problems with this one, then. Okay, here we go. On three. One, two, three. Lynn on bubbles, nicely done, Lynn.
I'm getting so. I
am.
She's forever blowing bubbles.
Say, Steve, do you have any idea what we're humming this morning?
Could it be Sloop John B?
Yes! John B, yeah. Tell me true, Steve. Did you get that one yourself, or did Dad help out?
My dad helped
out. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
That's
good.
What dads are for.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. That could be a top five list.
Sure. What dads are for?
Helping out a home singer.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You're going to be a hero at school this morning. Believe it or not, qualify for a trip for two from Region Holidays, a one-week Caribbean cruise aboard the good ship Pegasus.
That a boy, Steve.
Yeah, and we got a whole bunch of prizes we're going to send out to you, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, listen, you're pretty excited about Christmas and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
Remote control car.
Yeah.
All right.
Nicely done.
Denny Sullivan drives one of those.
If you win the trip, you'll get anything you want, Steve. Thanks for playing Humzinger.
Okay,
Steve.
Bye-bye.
It's 7:50. Here's the way it's supposed to go. Lynn on bubbles, ladies and gentlemen.
We come on this loop, John B.
K590 Toronto with the boys from the beach in Sloop John B, our humzinger this morning. And congratulations to little Stevie. Incredible Steve, who just qualified for a trip for two, a one-week Caribbean cruise aboard the good ship Pegasus on Humzinger this morning, with a little help from Bob, his father, in the background. Hey, it's 7:53. This is Mike Cooper and crew. Temperature is zero, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, wet snowflakes this morning with a high near four. Right now it's zero, and with traffic, here's Bubbles.
All right, that's enough. Woo! Eastbound on the Queenie Gardner. You may still find that slow over to Trafalgar and again through Aaron Mills over to Cawthra. Earlier problems northbound on the 427 in the Collectors north of Rathburn. Look for a delay. There was an accident eastbound on the 401 east of Mississauga Road. It is slow through there. In the East End, busy westbound on the 401 over to west of Thixon Road because of earlier problems. West 401 normal through Pickering to west of Meadowvale. There was an accident on the ramp from the west 401 to southbound Markham Road. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. Remember, medical emergencies can happen away from home. That's why thousands of travelers carry the Blue Cross Deluxe Health Plan. Well, outside Canada.
Ooh,
bubbles.
Wow. Speaking of the old bump and grind, if you're you're in traffic this morning. I don't know if you saw that. We got time to do this bit. I don't know. I think we're hurting. We better not. We better not. We'll do it a little bit later.
I'm sure it's astonishing, and we'll wait till next hour to hear it.
Now, remember, you have to be nice to me until McCartney gets here.
I got news for you.
Oh. Ooh. See, I got Lynn tickets for Paul McCartney, yeah, but, and the deal was has to be nice to me.
But Don McDonald got me into the McCartney news conference. You are out of there.
Oh, that's why you're so ignorant to me today.
I'm going to meet the guy.
Oh, no. We're out of here. It's 7:55. Thanks, Bubbles. Thanks, Mabel. With a Nutrisystem update for you. Actually, a little story. You know, I used to be overweight. You guessed, huh? Well, I used to be a few pounds overweight. Needed to lose 25 pounds. Got up in the morning. I'd sit on the edge of the bed. Now, if you sit on the edge of the bed with no shirt on and you're overweight and you look in the mirror, it can be embarrassing. It almost kind of looked like an accordion. You stand up, you sit down. Well, anyway, I got tired of it. Those were not the kind of notes I wanted to play or hear.